Watson. Watson?
Sorry, Stanford. Miles away.
Well, drag yourself back, old man. This is a party.
Sorry.
At least it's supposed to be. The ever-so-official St. Bartholomew's Teaching Hospital New Year's celebratory dinner. How's your glass? Be midnight soon.
I'm all right.
Good stuff.
Oh, by the way, I've got a favor to ask you.
I knew I'd been invited here for a reason. Go on.
I've been saddled with next year's Abernethy lecture.
You?
Oh, relax. I'm not giving it. I'm arranging it. So, what do you say?
Stanford, I haven't worked as a doctor for years.
Doesn't matter. I want to make the old Abernethy a bit different. Give it a bit more zing. Romance, mystery.
Oh, yes.
You could read a few bits from your story, chat for a while. You know the sort of thing.
It's a thought, I suppose.
I mean, you're always going on about how he's more popular than ever now.
It's true. I can't turn out the stories fast enough.
So, will you do it? It's not for months yet. You've got loads of time to put something together.
I'll think about it.
Good man. Here we go. Happy New Year, old man. And to you. Here's to 1914.
His Last Bow by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Norman Rodway as Stamford and Michael Cochran as Captain Kell. His Last Bow.
That's what you're paying for. Come on. We got 3 minutes.
Not a shred of damage in here. You live up to your reputation, Mr. Altamont.
Keep your voice down.
Look at this. There must be a dozen boxes of them.
Put it back.
We could send these over. Every little helps.
Toys. Now, these are what we came for.
Thanks, old man.
My pleasure.
Well, no need to ask if you enjoyed that. Now, Dr. Watson has kindly agreed to answer any questions. Yes?
How is Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson? Is he well?
The last time I saw him, he was very well. The country air agrees with him. Yes?
Why did Mr. Holmes retire so young?
That's a question you'd have to ask him.
How? No one knows where he's gone.
Then you can deduce that he values his privacy, can't you?
Does he really keep bees?
Yes, he does. He told me he's writing a book on the subject. He's probably finished it by now. Look out for it, if you're interested. Yes?
At the side there. Is it true that he'll never do any more detective work?
Never is a long time.
Will he be taking any active part in the war?
Are you so sure there's going to be a war?
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah. How many of you think that war is inevitable? Put up your hands. And how many of you want a war? And how many of you know the least thing about what war is actually like? Yes, well, when you've got first-hand knowledge of the subject, then I'll discuss it with you. If you're still alive...
Sorry, Stamford.
Not a bit of it. I said I wanted some zing, didn't I?
Yeah. Thanks. Good health.
Yes.
I shouldn't have got angry. And it wasn't everybody else, after all.
War fever. It's understandable, I suppose. Nothing but bad news out of Europe day after day. People want to see the Kaiser put in his place.
Put in his place? You make it sound like some student prank. If we do go in, it'll be appalling.
You think so?
Oh, good God, don't you?
Thanks again for doing this.
I enjoyed it.
So did they.
Strange to think that those lads weren't even born.